As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, October the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is definitely William Roberts, going to be that way tomorrow, too. We've got good news, lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions, when and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and 1610 AM, Lompoc, California. Also out there is AM 1710 Liberty Radio of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, raising a new antenna over their system. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All that contact information can be found on our webpage, becomevocallocal.com. This morning, precious metals, building stronger support ahead of the midterm elections. We'll go there in a moment. Global finance ministers sniff and scratch. Volcker disses the G7 and the G20. We'll talk about that, too. The nuclear versus Don Quixote windmill. That argument still rages. Which will it be? I think both. U.S. Global Development Goals, Agenda 21 Implementation Strategy, right out of WhiteHouse.gov. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Lots of trading happening in the marketplace this morning. Logged on very early, and we've seen just about all of the highs and all of the lows in the last hour or thereabouts. But gold was trading off $3.20 at $1,350.70 an ounce. Silver off 5 cents at $23.23. Platinum up $2 at $1,684 an ounce. And palladium off $2 at $584 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, again, this has all been happening in the last hour or so, $1,339.90 for a low, $1,353.60 for a high. We've virtually got a $13 spread developing there, but at $1,350.70, your gold is up year to year, $293.80 an ounce for a 27.80% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, they set the price at $1,343.50. Got my numbers straight here this morning. It promptly went up from there. The SPDR gold shares overnight paired off 0.91 metric tons of gold from their holdings. This morning they show 1,287.33 metric tons on their website, valued at $55.9 billion. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, October the 12th, 2010, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but an hour ago found gold trading off $3.20 at $1,350.70 an ounce. Silver off a nickel at $23.23. Platinum off up $2 at $1,684 an ounce. And palladium off $2 at $584. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $13.39.90 for a low, $13.53.60 for a high. So you can see we're setting some real strong positions in here. If we can stay in the 1350 area for a while, that'll be an excellent support level, I guess you could say, being built there. Even at the 1339 level, that's 1340. That's still another $10 higher than many of the prognosticators say that we might see a return after the election, the November election. If the Republicans sweep in, there might be a little bit of a false bubble of hope there. We might see a little bit of a correction or pullback in the price of gold. It might go down to 1325 or somewhere in that vicinity. But nevertheless, as we approach the election, keep your eyes on gold. Watch the U.S. dollar index. Again, the London gold fix this morning is at 1343.50. The SPDR gold shares pairs off 0.91 metric tons from their holding. They're standing at 1,287.33 metric tons this morning, valued on State Street as it is at $55.9 billion. sitting there with $56 billion of the gold in their basket, so to speak. They're a big hand and a deep pocket on this gold market. The GOL is another exchange-traded fund that you could look at as well. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, closed up four at 11.10. In other words, 11,010. And the NASDAQ was virtually flat at 2402. The S&P 500 virtually flat at 1165. So very little action happening yesterday, closing out just about where they opened in the Dow Jones and the other equities. Crude oil this morning off a dime at $82.11. Still too high for my taste. Like to see that about $35, but I probably won't see $35 crude again in my lifetime. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 17 basis points at 77.69. Not a very strong U.S. dollar index. The foreign exchange rates this morning, as a result of this low USDX, the Canadian loonie bumps up another 15 basis points, again exchanging at 98 cents. Fully 2 cents below where it was just a few days ago when it hit parity with the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso up 18 basis points. It's virtually pegged with the U.S. dollar anyway, but it's exchanging at 8 cents U.S. The euro losing 21 basis points overnight at $1.39, and that's a full penny below where it has been in the recent past. The British pound also a little bit lower, off 29 basis points at $1.58, and the Swiss franc moves up 60 basis points and solidly sits at $1.04 against the U.S. dollar. All of this foreign currencies, you know, this, we're talking about the currency wars. The finance chiefs met yesterday, and they had precious little to say positive. There's not going to be much. There wasn't much in the news about that this morning. But I can simply say that toward the end of the discussion that I watched on C-SPAN, thanks to a link from Vicki Davis, Paul Volcker is sitting there at the end, and these guys, you know, they really hadn't said anything, and that's to be understood. But these are supposed to be the brightest financial masterminds on the planet, and they weren't saying anything that sounded anything other than you might hear at the local cafe over coffee. But at the end, Paul Volcker says, well, you know, we had the G7, and we expanded it out to the G20. And he's right in what he said. He says, you know, you get 20 people in a room, you're trying to find some kind of consensus, you're not going to get it. And he's right about that. You can have the G20, you could have a G50, you could have a G170. It wouldn't make any difference. Oh, gee, oh, my gosh, but it's just too many people in the room. The bottom line is that you can have a big board of directors, but if you do, and if you expand the amount of people at the table, what ultimately happens almost inevitably is that the original power brokers, they just back off. They go back into the smoky room in the back room, and they cut all their deals, and they let everybody out there in the G20 think as though they've got something, you know, that they're actually saying, and as if it actually matters, which it won't, and it didn't. So yesterday, there wasn't much coming out of that finance minister meeting, the International Monetary Fund, and all that nonsense. The bond market this morning, the two-year yield on the bond is at 0.35. That's U.S. Treasuries. That's not good news. Pretty low return there on your two-year bonds. The 10-year yield is at 2.37, and the 30-year at 3.73. We'll find out more about that as we go through the morning's news. The mortgage market this morning, pairing off some, coming down from 3.93% a month ago to a 3.76 this morning on that 15-year fixed mortgage. The 30-year fixed mortgage moves down from 4.56 to 4.32. I don't know whether any banks are extending mortgages, but those are your rates for this morning. And I always suggest to look at that 15-year mortgage and press really hard to get it. Your monthly payment will be a little higher, but you'll be out of the woods 15 years earlier, and you'll save yourself massive amounts of useless interest rate payments. Prime rate stands at 3.25%, and the gold-silver ratio this morning is 58.14 ounces of silver to 1 ounce of gold. Let's go into the news basket a little bit here and look at this one. Had a couple of EconoDay reports out. The ICS Goldman store sales reads this way. In steady results, the ICSC Goldman chain store index rose 0.8%, or almost 1%, in the October 9-week, for a plus 2.6 year-on-year rate. So even though it's moved up about 0.8%, It's only up about 2.6 year to year. The four-week average is steady at a plus 3%, slightly stronger than the Redbook's trend. Redbook will be posted at 855, but it is posted. Let's look at Redbook. Redbook goes this way. They're looking at a store sales year-to-year change of 2.5%. Both the ICSC Goldman and now the Redbook report steady sales in the October 9th week. Redbook's plus 2.5% year-on-year rate ticked 0.2 lower in the week. The four-week average, also at 2.5%, has been dipping down 0.1 in each of the last 4 weeks. The report sees a 0.2% month-to-month gain for October, a bit lower than its plus 0.4% target. And that's a little bit. That's half. Yet interest isn't on the October. It's rather on September. September retail sales will be posted on Friday, so we'll have a little bit more bad news probably on Friday. But what does all this mean? The definition right off of the Conaday's website in regards to Redbook, it's a weekly measure of sales at chain stores, discounters, and department stores. It's a less consistent indicator of retail sales than the weekly ICSC index. It's also calculated differently than other indicators. For instance, figures for the first week of the month are compared with the average for the entire previous month. When 2 weeks are available, then these are compared with the average for the previous month, and so on. Might be more useful to compare year-over-year figures, since these are indeed compared to the comparable weeks a year ago. Well, that's the index. We'll be right back.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, we've got an absolute wheelbarrow full of news to go through this morning, so let's just get right back to it. Bloomberg this morning, Mark Faber says the world is heading for a major inflection point. What the major inflection point is, I can tell you what we're heading for, but it doesn't sound like a major inflection point to me. But this is what this brilliant individual said. Zheng Yang and Seryomi Shin, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg, global markets are heading for an important turning point. Well, that's better. As interest rates begin to rise within about 3 months, and the U.S. dollar gains, according to investor Mark Faber. Now, how does he know that the interest rates are going to begin to rise within 3 months and that the U.S. dollar gains? Maybe he wasn't listening to the IMF yesterday. Investors should buy stocks and sell cash and bonds because governments are continuing to print too much money. I wonder how much they had to pay Mark Faber to plug the stock market. Anyway, I don't think that's good advice, but nevertheless, that's what Mark Faber says. He's got more money than I do. Investors should buy stocks and sell cash and bonds. I think investors really ought to buy gold and silver, platinum and palladium and rhodium. But anyway, because the governments are continuing to print too much money and may create a new credit bubble. Faber, publisher of the Gloom, Boom, and Doom report, told reporters during a forum in Seoul, South Korea, today, quote, instead of interest rates going down, they could start to go up. Man, the sky could fall, too. Instead of the dollar being weak, it could strengthen. Yeah, and I could be handsome and tall, and I'm not. Faber said, quote, I'm ultra bearish on everything, but I believe you'll be better off owning shares than government bonds. Well, I could agree with him on that. If you had to choose between the lesser of two evils, certainly stock shares would be better than government bonds, especially when the bonds this morning are yielding 0.35%. And gold this morning is topping, what, 27%, 27.80% year to year. Well, anyway, the dollar index slid 8.5% last quarter. And we're probably, you know, if Bob Chapman is right, this 77.69 on the USDX is likely to go to 71.18. It left a pause for a while around 74. That's what Chapman says. Chapman's usually right. Anyway, continuing, that new supply is reflected in exchange rates based on how the currency reacted to the last round of so-called quantitative easing, said the HSBC Holding PLC, BNP Paribas SA, and the Nordea Bank AB, the central banks of Israel and Taiwan, raised borrowing costs in the last 15 days. Of course, the Bank of Israel won't allow that to happen to the Bank of the U.S., but anyway, Faber's recommends recommendations on stocks is shared by Warren Buffett, the billionaire chairman of Omaha, Nebraska-based Berkshire Hathaway. I imagine both of them would probably like to have people come in and buy some of the stocks they're holding. Investors buying bonds now are making a mistake, he said on October the 5th at Fortune Magazine Most Powerful Women Conference. In the Most Powerful Women's Conference, and they invited Warren Buffett to speak. That's rather dyslexic. Anyway, Buffett's stocks, it's quite clear that stocks are cheaper than bonds, Buffett said. Quote, I can't imagine anyone having bonds in their portfolio when they can own equities. Again, this is looks almost like an infomercial. U.S. stock dividends are paying more than government bonds. That's the truth to that. 10-year treasuries yield 5.2 percentage points less than equities of companies in the Standard & Poor 500 index when adjusted for annual inflation, near the most since March of 2009. Faber told investors to abandon U.S. stocks a week before 1987's so-called Black Monday crash, and said in August of 2007 that U.S. shares were entering a bear market. Well, what's all that about? It's just, this is just blowing his horn for things he's been right on in the past. Well, maybe he's right about this, too. Here's another rather interesting piece of news. Santana, not Carlos, but someone else with the same last name. Santana, Satan vows Saving Zoo lets Los Angeles be a model non-threepreneur. Now, to give you an idea that Los Angeles is a private corporation and not a government. Anyway, the job of making L.A. run more like a business, does that sound like fascism to you? The job of making Los Angeles run more like a business to cope with budget deficits that may exceed $500 million in 4 years belongs to the son of an illegal Mexican immigrant who grew up in the city's poor suburbs, right? Miguel Santana, 41 years of age, put himself through California's Whittier College and earned a graduate degree from Harvard University to become Los Angeles City Administrative Officer, the highest-ranking non-elected official in the second-largest U.S. city. So I guess Miguel Santana is a success story, a poster child for anchor babies. He oversees 116 employees and an $11 million budget. His $256,803 annual salary is $24,000 more than the mayor of Los Angeles brings home. I think if they wanted to cut something back there, they could cut that back by about $200,000 to make a good start. Santana started working in August of 2009, 2 months after Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa named him the lead financial steward for the city. Since then, Los Angeles has cut jobs and raised health plan contributions for some employees. Now Santana is seeking private companies to run municipal parking garages to save costs and is weighing the same for the city zoo and the convention center. Does this sound like the city of Chicago to you? Here's a quote. You can absolutely be entrepreneurial, Santana said in an interview at its downtown City Hall East building, where his office walls hold paintings of local street scenes done as a hobby by a city employee. Quote, it takes the political will to say, we don't have to do the old model. Yeah, that's right. You don't have to do the old model anymore. You could make the United States look just like a barrio. You could make it look just like Mexico City. Keep going, it will. My entire life, I understood the importance of government and also how government failed the people, he said. We're not inherently flawed and destined to collapse. Well, maybe there's something here after all. With advice from Santana, Mayor Villaraigosa, 57 years old, and the city council plugged a $485 million budget hole. I wonder what they stuffed in there. For the fiscal year that began July the 1st by reducing library hours, tree trimming, and after-school child care. Well, that's a pretty good start. Some 3,500 workers were fired. Doesn't sound bad. Took early retirement or transfer from the general fund payroll in the past year. The largest employee cutbacks in the city's history, Santana said. His office also negotiated a decrease of almost $100 million in police overtime pay. Maybe Santana does have a good idea. Los Angeles had little choice after Comptroller Wendy Gruhl said on April 5th that the city risked running out of cash because the municipal utilities withheld $73 million payment in a dispute over rates. All right? You stay right there, Vicky. We'll bring you up after the break. You too, Jeff. You got callers on the line. Folks, if you want to call in this morning, it's 866-841-1065. Excuse me. Every time we got downgraded, that, for me, was a tool to show the consequences of inaction, Santana said. Then he continues, investors punished the city for the setbacks, the extra yield they demanded to hold the Los Angeles general obligation bond due in 12 years, compared with an index of AAA-rated municipal debt of the same maturity, widened to as much as 70 basis points after the incomplete note sale. In other words, they weren't able to market them all. In the coming year, Santana will push for cost cuts by seeking private companies to run city-owned assets and negotiating permanent changes to employee benefits. Hey, Los Angeles is for sale. Get in line. Santana is selling it all.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned. The call-in number, folks, is 866-841-1065. We got Jeff calling in from Massachusetts this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Will. One of my favorite games is Monopoly. And I think of America as this big Monopoly board where you got the players of Russia, China, Middle East, and then you got like five other players. And America missed out on the action. We're having a fire sale on all these places.
I think what we did was we passed go, didn't collect our $200. Now we're sitting in jail.
You're right about that. And let me bring up something that's kind of unrelated to what we're talking about, but it's related at the same time. Please read the headline of Time Magazine. It talks about militias. And they do an absolute hatchet job on conservatives and patriots and anybody that thinks right. This is where it's going towards. If me and you squawk about this in a future time, we're going to be considered radical terrorists.
Absolutely, haters. Absolutely. And here at the home of philosophical radicalism, we love to have it so.
Exactly. and you know what? My thing is free speech, and you know what? If we lose that, the New World Order is going to be able to sell all these places, turn them into Zimbabwe, and you're going to see billy goats running across the street with cows and so forth. And you better get stock on Burroughs, because that's going to be a big thing in the future, is Burroughs and carts. hook up your car to a burrow because you won't be able to drive in these cities. I mean, the cars will be too expensive to have, and it'll be too expensive. And once these cities sell off and they won't want to maintain it anymore, burrows are going to be a thing, so you can scavenge your food, you can scavenge your stuff, and just throw it into the cart like one of these third world banana republics, and ride your bicycle to work, or a little mini cart like in India, and so forth. You won't be able to kill the sacred cow because your uncle's a sacred cow. I mean, Will, I'm sorry. I'm in a very dark mood today. I'm starting to feel very depressed.
Cheer up, Jeff. I mean, we're looking for freedom in the future. I got my Schwinn Coaster Brake bicycle in the shop. I'm putting a basket on the back. It's going to be a three-seater. I'm going to go into a sideline business. Maybe I can expand out, do a little bit of carrier work as well, now that the Postal Service is going under, too.
Good point. Yeah, there's a movie out called The Postman that really gets into the third ruling of America. Plus, speaking of freedom of speech, every single politically incorrect word you say will be like Demolition Man. You'll hear a buzzer, and then all of a sudden you have to pay a fine for every single politically incorrect word, every cuss word, everything that doesn't line up with the political norm. Just think, 1984 mixed with Brave New World mixed with Demolition Man. Well, Will, I thank you for having me on the air, and do have a good one.
All right, thanks for calling in. Have a great day. Yeah, that's Jeff from Chelsea calling in on a cell phone and right out of his break. Let's go right back to the telephones. Your calls are welcome, folks. 866-841-1065. And let's say good morning to Vicki from Idaho. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. Hey, I wanted to call and tell everybody about a program that I watched over the weekend. It was David Cameron speaking to the Conservative Party in the U.K., and what his program is, it's The Big Society.
Oh, The Big Society. It's like one of Bates Johnson's Great Society. Well, he's innovative.
You got it. And when you listen to him, all of his plans are the same things that are being implemented here. And if anybody ever needed proof that the systems that they're implementing here are the same systems that are being implemented there and that they're global, just listen to his speech. You know, ignore the British accent, close your eyes, and you'd swear you're listening to an American politician. And it's because the systems are the same. The Great Society is the Big Society, is the globally, socially engineered systems. And the reason why they're dismantling our government is because they don't need the structures of government, because they plan to control you via the systems, the way that the systems are designed. And the surveillance and stuff, they'll need less policemen because they're going to watch it. They're going to have people in control rooms, you know, lots of jobs for people in India and China sitting in control rooms watching every move that you make.
It'll kind of be like, you know, the big wall they built over there between the Palestinians and the Israelis with their electronic machine guns up on the top. You know, if they don't like the way that you've got your burqa adjusted, or maybe you've got your yarmulke on backwards, they'll just go ahead and grease you down right in public.
Right. Well, this this is going to sound horrible, but, you know, the way my mind works is bizarre sometimes. But, you know, the way they're changing our healthcare system, the focus is on wellness. And, you know, they plan on paying no cost for preventative treatments or for preventative care. They want everybody to have a colonoscopy.
I think that's a good idea. I think we should all just go ahead and spread them.
But the thought occurred to me that, you know, what exactly are they doing when they're up there? Remember that 10-10 video? Where when you didn't behave, boom, think of a colonoscopy. What are they doing? Maybe it's an implant.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I can tell you one thing. If you take enough of their meds, they'll eat your guts and rot them out, leaving you nothing with, you know, leaky bowels. And then they like to go up there and look at their success ratio, you know.
Well, I'm keeping my cheeks tight. They're not getting in there.
Good for you, girl. Good for you.
Okay. All right. That's all I had. I'm going to drop the link into the chat room so that anybody that wants to watch David Cameron's speech, just, you know, go into the chat room and pick up the link.
All right. Sounds good. Look forward to seeing that one.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Okay. Let's go to Jim in Los Angeles. Folks, the call-in number is 866-841-1065. You're certainly welcome to call in this morning. Good morning, Jim. Got any parts of Los Angeles in your portfolio yet?
Good morning. Is this me?
It is you.
Oh, okay. I hear you speaking about our illustrious mayor Villaraigosa.
Yeah.
And I was discussing with my mother over the weekend that if you drive down our famous shopping district called Melrose, you see so many stores that are closed, it's unbelievable. But when you get to the far end of Melrose in West Hollywood, you'll see that they're spending many, many millions of dollars on buildings at the Pacific Design Center. And it's like the buildings that are already there are mostly empty. So I'm curious to know if anybody has any idea why they would build so many new buildings in West Hollywood at such a great expense when there's a lot of empty places for people to rent as it is already. How are they making money? How do they plan to rent these buildings? I just don't get it.
Well, there's probably a differential. What they may be doing right now is they may be embarked upon a green building program where they're coming in and they're changing, they're building things in conformance with the green energy codes going forward, as opposed to the antique codes that worked all the way from 1900 all the way up till 1999. So they may be involved in a process of getting grants and aid and federal subsidies to build new buildings that comply with the green energy model. But you're absolutely right. When we look at the financial meltdown in the foreclosure market, all of the energy and all of the focus has been on residential properties, but we haven't even begun to see the collapse and coming to knowledge of what's happening in the commercial sector. I mean, there are so many properties that are just standing empty, shop fronts all over America, whole malls are empty, and yet developers are in, like I said, they're building these new green things that they're getting federal subsidies for. I don't know how that's going to work out for you, but I would imagine that there's a large, rather heavy spate of urban renewal coming to L.A. and a city near the rest of us, too.
Mm-hmm. So what does that mean about the money? I mean, what is the money and where does it come from?
It's created out of thin air and it's loaned into existence, just like all of the rest of the Federal Reserve banking system notes are. But basically the way that I'm seeing it is that the federal government, of course, has created all of these various stimulus programs to get people energized. You see, a brand new building puts people to work, doesn't it? And it creates demand for all of the new energy products and all of the new glass and all of the new insulation and all of that sort of stuff. So it creates a lot of multiplier effect in money. Whereas an existing building that's standing there empty doesn't create any extra money at all. So from an economic standpoint, it's better to just leave a building stand empty and build a new one right beside it than it is to find tenants to occupy the one you got. But stay right there, Jim. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Oh, how much more fitting can it be to have Carlos Santana playing in the background while we're talking about his cousin here, Santana in Los Angeles. We're talking with Jim in Los Angeles as well. And Jim, as we were going into the break, I just started in really understanding that why this phenomenon may be occurring right where you are. Don't feel alone. It's happening all over the United States. There's money that's being poured into the downtown areas. It's the Dream Initiative, the downtown revitalization. Coming in at the public expense, and we're freshening up and painting up buildings and putting in awnings and making the street appeal look nicer, putting in street trees and coming in little brick ditties in the street so that you can have a street dance or something like that. You know, but this is what's going on all across America, even in small town America where I live. Here recently, we've talked about having a city landscape planners and land use planners coming in, and they're prettying up the downtown square and things like that. While at the very same time, there are many buildings that are standing completely empty, waiting for a tenant. So there is that. But look at the Larry Silverstein. He really set the model for this decade. Didn't he, when he blew up building number 7 and the World Trade Center complex so that they could build a new building? And the reason for that was because it was so expensive to try and remove those buildings. They were built so well, they could withstand any fire, they could withstand any airplane impacts, and they were just absolutely chuck-a-luck full of asbestos so that they would be able to, you know, like I said, weather any kind of a fire or whatever disaster. So there was no way that economically they could afford to build and tear those buildings down and build something new there. So what they decided to do instead would just be to do a global charade, have a live burning sacrifice, and blame it all on ragheads. Of course, it's just nonsense. But then Larry Silverstein took his insurance money and he went and he built a Twin Towers just a few blocks away. I mean, for crying out loud, this guy should be doing major time in jail along with the rest of his family. But what else do you see on the streets there in Los Angeles?
Well, it just leads me to one other small question. I'm really shocked, and it makes a lot of sense what you're saying. But I'm just wondering if you can give a little bit more definition to what green is, because it sounds like possibly the same people are benefiting by building these buildings. They must be the green people, or it must be all their friends are the ones that are the green builders.
Well, that's exactly the case. That you'll find at the heads of these various corporations some of the cast of characters that we've mentioned numerous times. Warren Buffett. You'll find that Bill and Melinda Gates have done a major renovation in the city of Seattle, and they've built this new green plaza for their Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, taking down existing buildings to build in these new things. But what is green? Well, green is all of the four-star energy-related products, the new international building codes. This is a Federal Emergency Management Agency's little daughter. It's called the International Code Council, the ICC. And so they're changing things around to conform with this new energy standard going forward, where basically the cost of electricity, the cost of heating and cooling is going to go through the roof. The cost of your water is going to go up astronomically. Your sewer charges are going to go up astronomically. Your garbage costs are going to go up huge. You'll have all kinds of regulations as to how and when and where you shall recycle items. And all of this green stuff going forward is going to cost us a tremendous amount of money. And the intent, the goal here, is to bring us down in our quality of living while we bring up our cost of living, thereby leveling the playing field. And much of the technology that's being developed for the green building movement is going to be used in developing countries such as Brazil, Russia, India, and China. And those companies are going to be enriched because as they build these products in China, Russia, India, Brazil, and import them or export them to the United States, it will pay the premium, and then we'll give the profit from that to, let's say, sub-Saharan Africa so that they can have little tin stoves in their huts.
Wow. Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
It sounds to me, you know the guy named John Perkins, CAA guy?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're talking about his model, because if they build all of this stuff in Los Angeles and then nobody can afford it, don't they then, if they default on the loans for those buildings, don't they then go after the collateral on the loans?
Well, I don't know the financing instrument that they're using, so it'd be hard for me to say who they're going to go after. But obviously, if they're having a hard time right now finding occupants for commercial property, and if the people in the United States are unemployed and there is no real jobs, if we as a consumer society are unable to consume to meet the global demand, then that demand is going to have to find another avenue of expression, and that's likely to be the developing world. So the developed countries are going to be put in park and left to idle, while the rest of the world's standard of living will be forced up a bit. But ultimately, we're going to level out. We'll level out probably in 10 or 15 years, but it'll be at a level much lower than what we're living today. And so the reason why it has to go out for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more years is so that young people coming out of school today are not living in the same kind of a world that their parents did. They don't come out of school with the same expectations. They will be taught in school that life is not about having more, it's about being more. So it'll be cultural, emotional, touchy-feely, kumbaya, let's all hug each other, and at the end of the day, you're going to be eating, rice and beans just like the people in Vietnam.
Wow. Wow. Well, thank you very much. It's very enlightening, and I'm kind of shocked to have to mull this all over. A lot of information.
Well, you keep mulling it over, keep listening in, and keep calling in, because this is the way that we can really, expand it. Because you need to be able to explain some of this to people near you and around you. Los Angeles is one of the target cities. Seattle is a target city. There's all kinds of action happening up and down the coast. There are lots of people in your area like Freedom Advocates, for instance, that can help you with this. On my website, becomevocallocal.com, there's a link to Freedom Advocates. Click on that. And Michael Shaw and his group are right there in California, and a lot of the action that's going down in California is reported on their website. But, hey, thanks for calling in this morning. And let's go now to Brian in Arizona. Good morning, Brian.
So these guys are standing around stomping their feet, and what are they getting done while the government's passing laws where they can just ram these mortgages through foreclosure and just destroy us?
Well, what do you think? Now, Brian, you've got a real estate background, as I do as well. This notorial piece of legislation that's deadheaded right now, hanging around Obama, they can't do this thing retroactively, in my opinion. Those mortgages, those foreclosures, those loans that are out there, the people that have bought a foreclosed home, I mean, think about the real estate brokerage. Think about the money that was made by the attorneys. Think about the money that was made by the title insurance companies. These people are all going to walk. The argument's going to be between the poor sapsucker that bought the property, maybe the poor guy that foreclosed, the guy that bought his land, and the bank. So it's going to be a three-way dialogue in a court of law, and I think things are going to get to be very, very interesting in a real estate area.
Yeah, you say retroactive. In other words, if they do it, it would be from this point forward, right? Properties
yeah.
that are not in foreclosure as of right now?
It would have to be. I can't imagine that they would be able to pass some legislation that would allow retroactive adjustment of these notes or the creation of a security instrument and the negotiable instrument with new signatures after the fact. That just doesn't ring right with me.
Lest you forget the tax laws of 1986 that wiped everybody out. These people don't play games. Like the guy from California says, the federal government can do whatever it wants. These bastards will go to no ends to wipe us out, and that's what they're doing. And the only thing that's going to stop them is guns. That's it. No stomping your feet. The tea parties are lame. All this garbage is lame. It's guns that's going to stop this. That's the only thing they understand is force. You know the sick thing about the first American Revolution? The only schmucks that died in it were the low-level people that they sent over here. The Rothschilds weren't killed. None of the big banking people were killed. It's all the low-level minions that they send to do their bidding.
Well, that's a repeating phenomena. This is the story of our whole existence on the planet. It's always, there once was a time, and you might remember this from your history. You know, Napoleon, he was the one that turned the cannons and faced them at the people and started blowing away the French in his own country. That was how he got elevated to the power that he ultimately had. Nobody else would take that drastic step and start killing their own people, but Napoleon did. But we used to have a time on the planet, and even George Washington and the rest, where the leaders would lead, and they would lead the charge. They don't do that anymore. Stay right there, Brian. We'll bring you back after the break.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today.
The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, October the 12th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now starting our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, we come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, lots of news. Well, we only covered a couple of articles, and the calls started coming in. Folks, if you want to call in today, today would be a good day to do it. The call-in number is in Austin, Texas area. If you happen to have live in the Austin area or have unlimited long-distance access on your phone, the area code is 512-904-8014. And internationally, around America, around the world, toll-free, it's 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Let's go back to our caller in Arizona. Brian, let's continue on this subject.
Even if it doesn't go retroactive, and they do this in the next 30 days, the next big wave of foreclosures is what's coming. I mean, I'm hearing, you know, guys that were builders, just recent stuff, you know, $500,000, $800,000 houses in foreclosure. This is in the last couple weeks. Guys that still had money up until 6 months ago. I'm walking into little businesses, and when you tell them that your business is down 80%, they say, well, we're folding up in 2 months when our lease is over and we're moving into our house. You know, the lady that does the stitching on your shirts, put your company name or whatever. A lady down the street, a master seamstress, made wedding dresses and high-end costumes, 2,000 feet. She's moving into a little 400 square feet fitting area with a, you know, just a small office. Just people left and right closing down their businesses. In the next 30 days is when the big wave of foreclosures is going to kick off, especially the commercial. These people are all dying on a vine. They've got big vacancies as it is, and more people are going to be moving out. I mean, it's over. It's over. I don't know how this is going to be changed. It's too far down the drain.
Well, you know, Greg Evenson is out, you know, and basically he's ready to throw down the gauntlet, you know. Unfortunately, a lot of people are looking at the outcomes of this upcoming election. They're going right back into the Carroll Quigley Kool-Aid, you know, going to vote the bums out, vote the rascals out, you know, get the Republicans in. So it's left, right, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat. But if the Republicans do sweep Congress coming in, things are going to change from the financial sector considerably. But if they don't gain a substantial position, then a lot of people out there that are in the conservative side of things, you know, like Greg Evenson, you know, he's come right out and said it. He's ready to go to bullets, you know, in blood. I wouldn't advocate that. I think it would be a bloodbath, and I don't know whether we really want to visit the French Revolution one more time or take up the mantle of the Mensheviks and the Bolsheviks, you know, go back and revisit the Kerensky administration one time in the history books. But it's all possible. I hate to see it happen in this country, but, you know, it's going to be it'll be something to see between now and the end of the year just how this thing ramps up. And you're absolutely right. You know, Brian, even this article, foreclosure freeze may sideline the U.S. homebuyers on legal concerns. This off Bloomberg, they talk about a halt in home foreclosures. They talk about revelations of mistakes in foreclosure proceedings, causing buyers to have misgivings about property titles, the rights of home possession. Chief economist, blah, blah, blah. Legal problems we're seeing will hit the sales. Will hit sales as people worry about the legitimacy of the process. The implications are that there's been shoddy work, and on the article goes. It's lengthy, a full page and a half on Bloomberg. But the real discussion here, and I'm so glad to have it, now that everybody's ox is gored, let's all just discuss who actually owns our property? Does somebody who signs up and pays a 30-year mortgage off, does that person actually have title rights and interest in that land? Or has he just become a very, very indebted, indentured servant to the state and or to the Federal Reserve banking system? He doesn't own that property. He's got the maintenance code right on top of him. He doesn't keep his yard mowed and his paint done. You know, he'll get kicked out or fined right out of existence. Stay there, Brian. We'll go to the break. Come right back for a longer segment.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, our call-in number is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in, you can do so today. Back with Brian in Arizona. You know, Brian, we've got 3,066 counties in this country and 177,000-plus local voting precincts. If we had leadership in those 177,000 local voting precincts, as a result of coming into this midterm election, if we had solid leadership in the 3,066 counties, if people had been building their local voting precinct groups and putting together 10, 15, 20 or more people right close into where they are, I'd feel a lot more comfortable about Greg Evenson's call to arms, you know. But as it is right now, I don't think we have the organization on the ground, the boots on the ground, the people on the ground, or anywhere near the kind of a leadership. We don't have the captains of tens. We don't have captains of hundreds. We don't have captains of thousands. So we don't have any precinct captains. We don't have any kind of leadership on the ground. I'm afraid it would be a bloodbath city by city. How about you?
Well, I think people are working 20 hours a day just to survive. They've kept their head in the sand so long. that it's gotten worse and worse and worse and worse, and those that oxes, whose oxes are gored are outnumbered by the ones that aren't gored that bad yet, and they've all consolidated and moved in with family and everything else, and they're really not sure what's going on. Maybe 5% of the people really get it, and the others are working day and night just to survive. They don't even have time to vote. I've given up on voting. I joined the Jehovah's Witnesses when it comes to that. I just don't vote. I think it's useless. And they don't vote. I don't vote. I'm not one of them. But I've given up on the vote. The vote doesn't matter. When I saw Ron Paul, who had $20 million and didn't spend it on TV advertising or anything, and it was almost like he was just a shoe-in to raise a bunch of money. And, you know, it's almost like Alex Jones. The people need a place to hang their hat. And nothing ever gets done.
That's right.
It's all doing nonviolently. That's
why I don't advocate voting nearly as much as I advocate the grassroots level organization. I'm a lot more impressed when I see people all across the southern tier of counties in Missouri in their local Ozark Property Rights Congress meetings, when they're coming together on a regular monthly basis. And they're looking at property rights as being the tipping point, and actually doing things and affecting law, legislation, and public opinion. What I'm not impressed by is basically terrorizing the people on a daily basis with no hope for remedy. That doesn't impress me at all. And I think you're right on that regard. But back to the core issue here: is it a time for a call to arms or not? And I think that unless there is some very strong indication, now you did mention, however, that there are a lot of people out who are already been foreclosed upon. They're already crowded up. They're living three and four families to a house. Those people's oxes have been gored, but there's still a large number of people who own their homes outright, or maybe they're comfortably ensconced in a government job. I reported yesterday, you know, where the average income of a postal worker in America is $86,000 a year. We've got a lot of people out there that work. Some 7 or 8 people out of every 10 derive all or most of their income from government sources. Those people aren't ready to go into arms because they're still, you know, they've got plenty of money in their checking account, lots of room for improvement in their job. They got their pensions, they got their homes, their automobiles. Those people aren't going to come out on the street. So it's down to about 10 or 15% of the public. And as I said, I think we could do it with 10 or 15% of the public. But unfortunately, there's no organization among them.
Well, we did it with 2% in the first revolution, and most of them didn't have shoes, but they were in a smaller, confined area, too.
And the enemy was 4,000 miles away, and the government that had been established here under the Continental Congress was already well in place. And so they had organization. They had a much smaller compass to deal with. It's like doing a revolution, let's say, in Greece. But the size of our nation is so huge by comparison to anything ever tried before. It's kind of like establishing the Gauss plan in the Soviet Union. We should compare ourselves with what happened with the Bolshevik and the Mensheviks and the Kerensky and the rise of Lenin, Trotsky, and Stalin, as opposed to, you know, what's happening in Greece or what might have happened in Ireland. But certainly, the times have changed vastly. I mean, in order for England to strike with a big blow against the United States, they had to come 4,000 miles by clipper ship and actually engage. Whereas today, you know, we're just 7 to 15 minutes away from having a bomb drop anywhere in this country.
Yeah. Well, it's just, I think it's too far gone. There's just too many people who are too spoiled. They're still rolling around with iPhones and, you know, they're into football, they're into sports. I mean, we walked into this sports bar, we're waiting to get in a movie, and it's just ridiculous, the people drinking beer and screaming at TVs. We sat there 15 minutes, the damn waiter was watching football, and we walked out of the place. People, they're just in the dark. They don't have a clue. I believe, worse than anything else, we're very close to the end times.
Well, let's just go this way and say that we could find a point of agreement on that it's too late. Okay, we could agree on those two words, too late. All right, it's too late. Now, what do you see going forward over the next 20 years if it is too late? What's going to happen to the, what kind of a future do you see the United States coming on us and at us if people don't energize and begin to group up right where they are, becoming vocal local, as I like to say, if we don't see any progress in that direction, what do you see as a down the road view of America under this kind of a totalitarian police state?
Well, a lot of peasant dresses and peasant clothing, but 20 years, I can't even think that far, and I can't even imagine what it's going to be like in 20 years. I think something real massive is going to happen in the next 2 years.
Well, I think that you're probably very right. I think you're probably very right. And so, you know, we've got our work cut out for us. There's no time to rest. There was plenty of time between the Kent State massacre and today for us to do something. There was plenty of time between shooting Vicki Weaver on the front porch holding a baby in her arms and today. There was plenty of time from the destruction of the Murrow Building to today. There's even been plenty of time since September the 11th in the live burning sacrifice visited on Washington, D.C. at today. But today, we're out of time. We've been playing this paralysis of analysis game to the point where the water is boiling, the frog's still in it, and he's getting scorched.
Yeah, it's too far gone. And too few people have woken up. And then when they wake up, I mean, I don't know what they can do. You've got to be an illegal alien president, and you can't get rid of him.
That's right, and I don't think this is going to be solved any longer by passing out DVDs and things like that. It's time for boots on the ground. It's time for people actually out working, and still yet, even here, even around close in to me, I still don't see it. But, hey, thanks for the call, Brian. I'm going to move along coming up on the end of the segment, and we're going to continue with the news. Your calls are welcome, folks, 866-841-1065. You know, Japan is poised to pass China as the largest U.S. creditor for the first time since August 2008. New news right off of Bloomberg. As growing demand for U.S. government debt reduces borrowing costs for the Barry the Usurper's administration as the deficit swells. What's that all about? Japan poised to become the largest U.S. creditor. I thought we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and there are our creditors. What's wrong with this picture? We'll be right back.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, fantastic series of calls, folks. I really do appreciate it when you call in the broadcast on days where we're taking calls like we have been today. And again, if you'd like to call in, you're welcome to do that. I've got a lot of news left in the browser. The broadcast is rapidly winding out, but we've still got another 40 minutes to go. This, again, back to this discussion here. Japan is poised to pass China as the largest U.S. creditor for the first time since August of 2008. As growing demand for U.S. government debt reduces borrowing costs for the usurper, as the deficit swells. This is supposed to be good news? I don't think so. Japan added $55.3 billion of treasuries this year, swelling its holdings to 7.2%, $821 billion, the treasury data shows. China, which overtook Japan in September 2008, cut its stake by $448.1 billion, or 5.4%, to $846.7 billion. Right? So between these two, you know, you're looking at $1.6 trillion in debt. Japan made its biggest purchase in 10 months in July after China cut its position by the most on record. The purchases show no slowdown in demand for America's debt. My God. Ridiculous. And these finance ministers come and they have a meeting here, and Paul Volcker sits there with his long, gangling legs and his pot belly sticking out of his shirt, riding up on his bulbous midsection. And the Chinese minister sitting there, he's trying in broken English to try and explain, you know, what their position is in China. All right? Volcker's thinking maybe we need to get rid of the G20 and go back to the G7 or the G2, right? Or the G1. The purchases again show no slowdown in demand for America's debt, helping to limit rates on everything from corporate bonds to mortgages. Global economic growth slows, and the deficit expands to $1.4 trillion. Treasury yields average 1.31%, down from 5.2%, blah, blah, blah. The U.S. still has the confidence of investors. It's all based on the full faith and credit of America, right? Full faith and credit of America, and this morning the USDX in decline at 77.69. Even with China's sales, foreign holdings of U.S. debt have increased $374 billion this year, or about 10% to $4.07 trillion as of July. China's foreign holdings, U.S. debt. All right? The other day we had an article about the Chinese military looking at the United States, thinking of this as being Greater China. You know, it's just such a short hop anyway, isn't it, across the Pacific Ocean? They could come right across flood across the Sakhalin Peninsula and flood right into the Aleutian Islands, take over Alaska, and work their way through British Columbia, be in Washington State in just days, all right? Swarming us, a mini land bridge, and away they go, all right? Interesting stuff. Interesting times we live in. Israel, still a spoiled little brat. Somebody needs to just spank it or get rid of it. Israel building freeze terms rejected by the Palestinians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu set terms for the renewal of a West Bank settlement freeze that were swiftly rejected by the Palestinians, leaving the status of U.S. brokered peace talks in limbo. It's only been like that ever since the beginning. When are we going to wise up? When are we going to stop sending them billions of dollars? When are we going to stop underwriting their military expansionism? Rather interesting story here, you know. Netanyahu told Parliament yesterday he was ready to convene his cabinet and ask for a renewal of a freeze on settlement building if, quote, the Palestinian leadership tells its people in an unequivocal manner that it recognizes Israel as the nation state of the Jewish people. That's an impossible. That's an impasse in a negotiation that you can't have. This is the one thing they won't accept. All right? This is the one thing they can't accept. There's no way that the Palestinian Authority is going to make this declaration, said Jonathan Speier, a political scientist at Israel's interdisciplinary center, Herzliya, near Tel Aviv. Jonathan Speier, I wonder, it's probably a good name for him, too. The government of Israel is trying to educate the U.S. administration on why there is no basis for a productive peace process at this point. The government of Israel is trying to educate the U.S. administration. Why doesn't the United States just educate Israel, take them behind the woodshed one time? About time, don't you think? After 60 years, can't they stand on their own feet? You know, they're really uptight about this idea of dual citizenship. They want to have everybody do an oath of loyalty to Israel. Let's see if I can find it in this article. I believe it's in here. Citizenship oath. Now, check this out. You talk about chutzpah. Here it is. The cabinet on Netanyahu's initiative on October the 10th approved a change to the country's citizenship oath, adding words to emphasize the Jewish and democratic nature of the state in what analysts said was a gesture to Lieberman and others. Lieberman's, not this Lieberman, this is his cousin probably, Lieberman's Yisrael Beitenu party has in the past proposed that all Israelis, including Israeli Arabs, swear a loyalty oath. Could you imagine the macho balls that would be flying out of the Anti-Defamation League, B'nai B'rit, all of the invectives that would be flying out of the mouth of Abraham Foxman or Morris Dees, the Southern Poverty Bunch, if we would ask for the same here, if we would go through Congress and ask for a loyalty oath, if we would have Congress denounce their dual citizenship with Israel, what a furball that would be. The party will give its opinion when it becomes relevant and is brought to a cabinet and parliamentary decision, they say. All right? Things steaming up a little bit over in Ireland, too. Irish swaps finance for food as economy returns to its rural roots. Of course, we all know Mr. Sutherland, the executor of the Holy See, custodian of the Holy See's property, former, what was he, Secretary of State of Ireland, World Bank chief, etc., former Goldman Sachs chief, you know, Sutherland, right, anyway, at Bank of America Corporation, this article by a Louisa Fahey and a Finbar Flynn, there's a couple of good Irish folk there. October the 11th, writing for Bloomberg, a Bank of America Corporation, David Farrell, spent his day taking calls from credit card customers in Ireland. Now he's learning to sow seeds to escape the worst recession in the country's modern history. What's happening in Ireland? Ireland got involved with this building boom. They got involved with the same problem that many of the counties here in Missouri got involved with, this idea that the property value should just go up and up and up and up and up and up. And so we take our scrub oak land and our cattle land and we go up from $500 an acre to $3,500 an acre. And now these farmers are faced with a reversal. The ranchers are faced with a reversal. They can't move their property at those prices. You just take a 100-acre farm or a 400-acre farm and, you know, it's valued into the millions. Well, there's no buyers for that kind of property. So when they come to sell, they can't do anything with it. Everybody is going to be impacted when the tax changes go in. The inheritance goes away from 0% and starts going back into an inheritance tax again. Every one of these farmers out here is facing the same thing, and the ranchers alike. All right, when the property taxes go up and up and up and up and up, you've got to sell more cattle every year. You've got to raise more beef. You've got to bring more calves to market. You've got to bring out more hay. You've got to bring out more corn. You have to bring out more wheat. Why? not to increase, you know, your bottom line. It's just to pay off the tax man. How did the property values go up? They were assessed. They went up. The county, the state says, thus saith the Lord, here you go. Your $200,000 farm is now a $1.5 million farm. You'll pay taxes accordingly or you'll lose it in a tax sale. All right? And that's happening. It's happening all around us. So there's more to that story. But we're looking at a lot of people in Ireland going back to the land. They're thinking about, 40 acres and a mule again. They're thinking about the intelligence of reconnecting with agriculture. Well, we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are returned once again looking at the news basket here in this balance of today's broadcast. You know, we're making transitions while everybody is bickering and badgering one with another, trying to figure out where we're going to fit into this new paradigm. The paradigm moves forward. It's 40, 50, 60 years out, if not further than that. This article, again, off Bloomberg. I tend to run right around the Bloomberg website all the time. You know, we go right back to the heart of New York City. Michael Bloomberg, you know, number 16, kill it. This unreasonable excuse for humankind paid, what, $200 million to get himself reelected as mayor. Anyway, I like to come right back to this all the time. I feel that this is as close to the pulse of the Jewish banking institution as you're going to get. But a U.S. loan guarantee program is testing how much risk the Obama administration is willing to take to revive the nuclear power industry. All right, so for months, they've been talking about the, you know, advancing the solar power and alternative energy and renewable energy and so on and so forth, you know, but not talking about nuclear. I have, but they haven't been. Now they're talking nuclear. They know they're going to have to bring this up. And so it's back up. It's in the matrix. We're ready to slap down Iran for desiring nuclear power, while all of the Arab neighbors, you know, to the south and to the west, they're all looking at nuclear power. All right, the Saudis. But a U.S. loan guarantee program is testing how much risk the usurper is willing to take to revive the nuclear power industry. What's a risk to him? None. He's just the podium grantor. Constellation Energy Group, Inc. said last week it was pulling out of talks on a $7.5 billion loan guarantee to build a reactor at its Calvert Cliffs facility in Maryland. The estimated $880 million the company would have to pay the Treasury Department was shockingly high. Who's standing in the way of development? Government. Government. And they're the same ones that are advancing the smart meters. They're the same ones that are advancing these CFL bulbs, etc. All right? Government. The government's advancing the green energy. All right? Why? Well, Barry the usurper personally will profit from it if they can get these carbon trading schemes off the ground. The administration offered terms no better than Constellation could get from private investors. All right? The fact that there seems to be a focus on these projects be very low in terms of financial risk seems counterproductive. The Energy Department has authority to provide $18.5 billion in guarantees to nuclear power producers, serving effectively as a co-signer to help the utilities get financing. The only award so far was the Southern Company of Atlanta and its partners, which are getting an estimated $8.3 billion in federal backing for a project in Georgia. The usurper has called for an increase to $54 billion in loan guarantees. The U.S. needs a new generation of clean, safe nuclear power plants, the usurper said in the State of the Union address on January the 27th. Nuclear plants don't release carbon dioxide linked to global warming. Besides that, I'll add parenthetically here, the nuclear power plants run 24/7, 365. When the wind stops blowing, your wind generators don't do any good for you. You know, if you only have sunlight 16 hours a day, your solar panels aren't going to help you either. But while we're talking about nuclear, and while we're talking about renewable energy, and while we're talking about things being clean and green, what about natural gas? We have an absolute glut of natural gas in this country. We're not allowed to use it. Why? Why aren't we firing up steam-powered, natural gas, powered steam electrical generation plants all over the country? You do it with natural gas, nice and clean. All right? They don't like that either. The administration considers revitalizing the nuclear industry a crucial part of reducing greenhouse gas emissions and creating jobs in growing sectors of the economy. Maybe Avin Dinajabi has the same thing in mind. Barry? You ever thought of that? Of course, it gets Israel's, you know, yarmulke in a bunch, and so they don't like it. However, if the fees are this large, it might be a victory that the NRG and its partners will also not necessarily want, dooming that project too, continues. We're very confident already about loan guarantees, blah, blah, blah. They're looking for private financing to keep these things going forward. Well, let's take a look at a little bit more private financing, advancing the windmill cockamamie idea. Here we go. Google, Marubeni, to lay cables for the U.S. wind farm plan. Now, we've been reporting on this Cape Wind project off Nantucket Sound. All right, I've been saying all along, you know, they got this huge oil transformer out there, a big 12-story platform out there, chuck-a-luck full of oil, just waiting to have a catastrophe there. But anyway, yeah, you can generate electricity with a wind turbine, but you're going to have to transform it quickly, and then you're going to have to convey it. And the further you have to convey that electricity, the less electricity it has when it gets to the consumer. Google, this by Young Sam Cho, Google Inc. agreed to invest in a transmission network project that will be able to harvest electricity from wind farms off the mid-Atlantic coast and power 1.9 million homes across Virginia, New York, and New Jersey. All right, Google's getting involved in this now. before I go back to that, you know, I'm going to just remind you once again about the National Ocean Council, July the 19th, 2010. The usurper gives his accession to the Law of the Sea, the Convention on the Law of the Sea. This is the creation of this 200-mile exclusive enterprise zone all the way around the United States, on all of our coasts, the continental shelf. You look at it, we reported on it, it's almost the same or larger landmass than our continent is. Alaska included. All right, and Alaska's huge. But you go 200 miles off the coast and wrap all the way around, all the way down the eastern seaboard, all around the Gulf of Mexico, all the way up the Pacific coast, all the way up to Alaska, all the way around to the Arctic and back to Canada again. And then go out and run a 200-mile line around, you know, the Hawaiian Islands, et cetera. And you've got a landmass there of unprecedented proportion. And the Fed, Gov, that 10 square miles in Washington, are claiming that land. And they're going to sell leases. The Mineral Management Service brings in, they're only topped by the IRS in the amount of money that they bring in. All right? And they're going to lease this land off to private companies. So here, Google will buy 37.5% stake in the development stage of the Atlantic Wind Connection Project. Rick Needham, director of green business operations at the Mountain View, California-based internet company, said on Google's blog, the project will cost about $5 billion and Google's initial investment will likely be around $200 million, the Times, New York Times reported. The network and Google's involvement will help spur the wind energy industry. What have we been saying about sustainable development all along? It's all about sustaining demand. Demand for these products. Demand for the corporation's products. Demand for Vestas wind turbines and Siemens wind turbines and GE's wind turbines. You've got to build the demand. Otherwise, people won't buy these things. All right? So these companies wouldn't be able to have the stock shares. They wouldn't be able to do what Warren Buffett says and invest in the stock market. You wouldn't be able to invest in their energy stocks if they weren't underwritten by federal, you know, and international community sanctions. But here, we've got the network and Google's involvement will help spur the wind energy industry. Nothing would necessarily need to be, you know, coming from the outside to spur an industry that could stand on its own. But apparently, wind energy isn't going to be able to stand on its own pedestal. So it has to be sustained. And it's sustained with your tax dollars. The North American wind industry hasn't had any players involved with the motivation and financial heft to really move this market forward. Google could play that role. And how handy it would be for Google to play that role. Look at the outreach that they have on the internet. How many times have you seen these banners come up on your web searches and on websites, you know, what they call them, Google ads, all right? Google and Good Energies, an investor in renewable energy products, agreed to each buy 37.5% of the equity portion of that project, with their stakes likely to fall after they bring in more investors. Certainly, Google has the ability to market this globally. Good Energies will profit as well. The transmission network will span 350 miles. And we'll be able to connect 6,000 megawatts of power from wind turbines, according to the statement. The group's going to set up a feasibility study and get on with it. So we'll watch that story as it develops. I'll be adding that to my Cape Wind exposés. Wind power investments may reach $202 billion by 2030. Again, why do we go to Bloomberg every day? Like I've said, so many of these news articles are nothing more, really, than infomercials for stock shares that are coming on. Wind power investments may reach $202 billion by 2030. Well, you've given yourself plenty of room there. An industry group says, so they're trying to generate demand. They're trying to sustain their development, their interest in these environmental and developmental concerns. Jeremy Van Loon and Christian Weinberg, writing, Christian Weinberg, you know, remember Weinberg died the other day at 87. He's one of the founders of Goldman Sachs. He's survived by six children, so we've got a lot more little Weinbergs in the pipeline there. But this Christian Weinberg, don't know if he's a relation or not. Investments in wind power may reach $202 billion, with the energy source expected to account for 22% of the world's electricity demand within 20 years. The Global Wind Energy Council said, "Well, that's the future." We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So articles like these help to give us perspective as what's actually going on in the globe, you know, with this wind turbine Don Quixote program. A wind turbine is being erected every 30 minutes in 75 countries around the world by about 600,000 workers at companies such as General Electric, Siemens AG, Vesta Wind Systems, etc. Investment in wind power last year exceeded money spent on all other energy technologies, according to the International Energy Agency. So now you know why they changed the title from British Petroleum to Beyond Petroleum, all right? They're moving away. They're moving into the wind. You know, they're blowing in the wind. You don't need a hippy-dippy weatherman to know which way the wind is blowing. It's where it's going. German state may sue over nuclear extension, the Handelsblatt says. The German state of the North Rhine-Westphalia may resort to legal means over Chancellor Angela Merkel's plan to extend an operating license for some of the country's nuclear power plants. All right, they don't want the nuclear. They want the wind. And they're willing to do everything that they can do to stand in front of the nuclear and open the doors for the wind. That's happening. This is not something that we can avoid. But we need to understand that when you're looking at both nuclear energy, which is not, you know, producing greenhouse gas emissions, when you're looking at wind turbines and solar, All of these are producing carbon credits. All right, they're all producing carbon credits. And so you can take a carbon credit. This is like going to the Pope and paying an indulgence, getting the permission from the Pope, you know, from Papa, the guy in the rotting fish hat, the green yarmulke boy, getting an indulgence from the Pope, buying it, so that you can marry your sister, for goodness sakes, or your daughter, or worse. All right? That's what it's all about. So you've got somebody over there like Foxconn or some other company, or maybe these people up in Hungary who are trying to build a dike to keep the sludge from going into the river again. These people are massively polluting, all right? They're not going to stop polluting. It's never been about the environment. It's always been about money. It's always been about demand. It's not about the environment. But instead of stopping their pollution, they'll just be able to buy credits. They'll be able to buy carbon credits from the people who've quit ranching in Australia and are now growing trees on their farms instead. Or from some one of these wind farms out Nantucket way. You know, anyway, here's the article right off Bloomberg again. October the 12th, Matthew Carr writing, European Union CO2 falls after reaching Bollinger Band. Technical analysis. All right, the European Union carbon permits declined from the highest level in almost 4 months. Again, we're talking about the stock market falling. Well, this is the carbon credit market falling from the highest limits, rising yesterday beyond the upper limit of the Bollinger Band. European carbon permits for December delivery decreased as much as 1.5%. Now listen, to 15.60 euros or $21.52 a metric ton. All right? So you get a carbon credit. It's all being sold by metric tons, and they're establishing a price in euros and dollars on metric tons of carbon dioxide emission. Right? Amazing. And they were at 15.62 euros. I mean, you can't even see this stuff. It's carbon dioxide, for God's sakes. Anyway, and they're selling it by the metric ton. Somebody got a bag. I mean, how do you collect it? You know, we put a balloon over that smokestack. When do you know when you got a ton in that balloon? They closed yesterday at 15.84 euros a ton, their highest price since June the 14th, for a gain of 26% this year. People are investing in the king's clothes. My, isn't he dressed finely as he stands there butt naked. Yesterday's intraday high price of 15.9 euros was above the upper Bollinger Band. The hell is a Bollinger Band anyway? You know, you put bands on the bull, you know, the balls of a bull, if you want to steer, but I never heard of a Bollinger Band before, but I guess this is one of these chartists or these waivers or these economists, you know. They set some imaginary place and they say, well, look, it's above the Bollinger Band. Is that like the hockey stick model? Based on a 20-day moving average, the Bollinger Bands, which reflect historical price swings and possible support and resistance levels, have narrowed since July the 15th as the market moved within a tight range. This is a brand new market that's emerging. One of these mornings, we're going to start reporting on the carbon market, right along with Rupert Murdoch's Dow Jones Industrial Average and the NASDAQ. Wasn't that Bernie Madoff or somebody? Who was that? The S&P 500? These specious trading things. The contract touched the superior Bollinger Band, Emmanuel Fagg said, and with Karen Hemery, analyst for Oreo in Paris. Well, it's Orbio, but it looks like Oreo. You know, they probably have a white center. Said today in an emailed message note, Orbio is the carbon venture. Isn't that typical? Oreo. You know, when you eat an Oreo, you always have that, you know, taste like you look like you've eaten a lump of coal. All right? Orbio is the carbon venture of Rodia SA and Societe Generale. After a strong rally yesterday, December 2010, EU allowances should decrease to 15.75 euros a ton. We're selling nothing here, apparently. Boy, are they excited about it. Volume for the December contracts rose 71% to 10.1 million tons on ECX. You can't eat it. You can't wear it. It's created super abundant in the atmosphere. The oceans make more release more carbon dioxide than man ever, in 1 year, than man has ever added to the environment since the beginning of time. But they're trading this stuff. Carbon for December 2013 rose 31 cents. Are they trading carbon, or are they maybe talking about our footprint? Or maybe they're trading us. Utilities buy carbon allowances, now watch, to match forward sales of power. So they're buying carbon allowances from this specious, you know, King's Clothing marketplace. But when the utilities buy this, they're not going to absorb the costs. Who's going to have to absorb the cost? Well, you are. And so will I, and your smart meter is going to make sure of it, all right? Your smart meter is going to shut off at 6 o'clock because it knows that's when you come home every day. And then you'll have to wait until 2 o'clock in the morning to wash your clothes or run the dishwasher. Run your stove, your range, your cook stove. Smart meters. Keeping track of your every movement. Maybe filling your head up with some kind of a high-frequency beam or something from that meter on the wall. Anyway, there's a lot more to that. Let's jump over to this next one, take a look again. We ain't out of the woods yet. China, again, Bloomberg. This is all this morning's news. Started looking at this stuff 5:30 this morning. Unbelievable. Couldn't see what, you know, believe what I was seeing. This is a one-liner. This is the kind of stuff that we have to follow up on. China will be the world's largest wind power market by 2030. And who says so? Greenpeace. Oh, yeah, let's go hug some trees. All right, yeah. Greenpeace says, right? This is what they want. These are these NGOs in the background. These are the change agents that are working to see it. But China will be the world's largest wind power market by 2030, as if we needed to have an expert here. Greenpeace steps up for the expert. China will be the world's largest single power wind power market by 2030. In other words, they're going to be buying most of the wind generators, apparently. Of course, they just set one of these big plants up down in Seoul, South Korea, here the other day. Hitachi's deep into this. They're the same guys that made the Deepwater Horizon, you know, the same area. Sven Tiske, the director of Greenpeace International's renewable energy campaign, said at a briefing in Beijing today. Greenpeace, right? They ran around on those little rubber rafts and terrorized fishing vessels and stuff like that. Yeah, that's Greenpeace for you. Tree huggers. Go up into the forest, you know, drive spikes into trees so that when the loggers cut the trees down, they bring them to the mill. They got spikes coming off those saw blades at 1,000 miles an hour, causing all kinds of mayhem inside of a lumber mill. Unbelievable. One in three wind power turbines erected in 2010 was in China. They said, and remember, 600,000 of them. 600,000 of them are going up. So we didn't have time to get into it. Perhaps tomorrow we'll get into it in a little greater detail. I want to share with you the U.S. development, the U.S. global development policy fact sheet right out of the White House. Here's the top three. You can find it on thewhitehouse.gov. President Obama's development policy and the global climate change initiative. President Obama's development policy and the global food security. President Obama's development policy and the Global Health Initiative. You don't think this administration is implementing Agenda 21? Guess again. The United Nations is an old toothless egg? I don't think so. Back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Till then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.